You too, and this retainer.
The money.
I'm going to do a tune that I made up. Some of you folks probably heard about this tune. We've been playing it for a long time, about, I don't know, almost 10 years ago or so, I guess. We were playing in Vermont, and this woman came up and said, "You know, you played that tune in the middle of the show. I'm curious, is that a real tune or is it just something you made up?" Yes, folks, she was out there, and I'll tell you what, that was crestfallen. Yes, crestfallen and heavily laden with the burden of deciding whether or not my tune was real.
Mercy.
So after a few pregnant, ponderous moments and allowing to her as to how I certainly hoped it was both, I started contemplating this situation a little more deeply.
Listen to the big words.
And so, you know, I came to realize that there's no reason I should be burdened with that responsibility. It should be up to the listener whether or not the tune is real. Of course, depending on how that listener survived the 60s. I mean, it didn't affect me. But, you know, I mean, the spectrum of reality there can be broad if you think out of those terms. So, I'm going to leave it up to you whether or not it's real. And it's called 10 Miles to Be Gas.
R-E-A-L.